Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bashani Radio App. All right now, this episode is called Bless Your Heart. I'm from the South, and in the South, people frequently say, oh, bless your heart. Look, for the most part, they do mean well. They do. And then it's other times, well, I ain't even gonna lie to you. Bless your heart is code for you, big dummy. It could be sometimes bless your heart means F you. But we're going to just stick with big dummy because there's several different things, you know. So, oh, you're so pretty. That's a code for being stupid or naive, or you're just not catching on, or, you know. They feel some type of empathy and sympathy because you don't know what's about to happen next, or you said something quite stupid. And so the nice way to project a thought or a feeling is to say, bless your heart. That was the Southern Belle thing because, you know, Southern Belle is based off of this hospitality, you know, lots of feminine energy. So they're not going to do anything masculine and just say F you, you know, all hard in the paint. So the Southern Belle hospitality way of saying F you big dumbass, would be, oh, bless your heart. Or you're so pretty. I think it's kind of neat. I think I'm going to start cussing that way a little bit more. But yeah, I'm a little liberated in how I want to express myself and say what I want to say. I know a lot of people miss the mark with that. We live in a society where people want to say stuff, but they don't. And then they get mad and say that their speech has been taken away from them. Or we get mad and say they can't say that because that's just rude or disrespectful. It's really a catch-22 or a double-edged sword, or I don't know, maybe hypocrites type society that we're in, where people can't say what the hell they really want to say. And so I got the charge from the fact that somebody told me my ego runs me, or I don't show people my authentic self, or I'm not transparent enough. You know, I got folks yelling at me all the time and they don't know shit. Oh my God. When you got somebody telling you you're not hustling enough, you're not doing enough, and they don't even know you. They don't know that, hey, you know what? Maybe this is a really emotional person. Or maybe this person's going through some things in life. They don't give a damn. And, you know, it's all about who you trust. Or who you entrust parts of your life and your situation with. So I'm not going to shame nobody for being guarded. What you have to do is figure out why. But you know what? Let's leave that to the professionals. Everybody is not a professional. Not everybody is trained. They're trained to get into your wallet and tell you how to get your money out of there. And that's it. It's one thing. I had this discussion because everybody is either gaslighting, a narcissist, a this or that. Like, there's so much name calling for every individual that doesn't do what the fuck you want them to do, right? You know, they're like, oh, he's just a narcissist because he did this and that. Who gave you the ability to diagnose somebody? I mean, I'm just saying, everybody's diagnosing somebody who doesn't fit into the criteria of how they would like them to have, you know, instead of just saying, oh, he's so pretty, because that's easier to say he's stupid, you know, he dumb, he's so pretty, oh, bless his heart. We are so much above the situation now that we label and diagnose everybody and every problem to say, oh, he's bipolar. He might be, but until he went to the doctor and got some medication and an actual diagnosis of bipolar, maybe we shouldn't call him that. You know, maybe that's not cool. He might just be dealing with some shit at the house. He might got, you know, a chick at the house that's lying and playing games or something. I don't know. He may not be making a lot of money. He may not know how. And he's frustrated about it. Hell, I have my bipolar moments. I damn sure do. You know, Valentine's Day week was, the whole week was just stressful as fuck for me. It was hard. It was just, I was just stressed out emotionally. Emotionally weighed the hell down. And it just wasn't time to hear somebody say, oh, you just this and that. You know, and here it is. My ass was making excuses. Well, it's probably my ADD. You know, I really do need to get some medication for my ADD. I'm telling you, this is why I'm having a hard time focusing. But no, I had a lot of shit on my plate. Do I always got a lot of shit on my plate? Yes. Because I'm trying to focus, and I'm trying to balance, and I'm trying to sort life. My life is not your life. Your life wasn't easy. However, whatever it was that you did or didn't do, if it was, then I don't really care. We can't be compared if your life was easy and you didn't have challenges, you know? Bless your heart. Shit. So, anyway, I was thinking about bless your heart and what it really means. And then I got to thinking about triggers. This new generation, they don't call it, you know, things that you just don't like. They call them triggers. And I was wondering, what's a big trigger for me? I think a big trigger for me is keeping score. I absolutely can't stand keeping score. Well, let me not say that, because there are times in life where keeping score is beneficial. You know, it's beneficial to keep score when you're playing dominoes, cards, you know, yeah. And you're playing a board game. Somebody has to win and somebody has to lose. I need you to keep score and count the money when you pay a Monopoly, because people get real serious about that game. And I don't know. I haven't played in a while because the game usually gets to fly and somebody caught somebody else cheating in. Families actually start turning into enemies and fighting over that money. I actually seen somebody walk away from the table with that little fake ass money in their hand because they were like, you niggas steal any of this fake pieces of paper from me, I'm gonna bust your ass, you know, because that's real money at this point. Like, this is a fake ass game that's fake ass money and you're walking around with it. I've even seen Negroes go so far as to write on some paper and create more money. Like, you know, it's like y'all really just really trying to be the government at this point. You just gonna create more money and say, fuck it, we gonna create a new denomination of money in this motherfucker. So yeah, there's times when definitely keeping the score is what you do. I'm trying to think some times when it really irritates me. Like, I mean, I keep score when we're having sex. I won, damn it. You tapped out, I won. And as a matter of fact, you tapped out twice. So I won twice. Okay, you won one, I won twice. Yeah, I keep score like that. I don't like when you keep score for acts of service. Acts of kindness, gifts, visits. Well, I came to your house twice and you only came to mine once. Your house is far as hell. Your house got a bunch of kids in it. your house, your mama live there. Your house ain't as clean. Your house ain't no damn cooked food in that joker. Nah, I'm not coming over there all the time. So, I mean, you know, but you keep scoring stuff like that. It just kind of tells me that the relationship really ain't bad shit, right? You keep score, I bought you a necklace, and every time I see you, I need you to be wearing that damn necklace. And I'm going to ask you, well, that looks nice. I like that necklace. Nigga, I know you bought it. Damn. Every time you see me, you're going to bring up this damn necklace? Like, take this necklace and stick it up your ass, for real. It just don't, you're not finna keep score on this fucking necklace every time you see me, you know? Or, you know, do you remember that $5 I gave you? I hope you, you know, did something with that little $5, you know, and then a week later, you know, that time I gave you $5, no, we not finna keep score like that. Take this $5 and chew it, okay? Chew it, swallow it, and get the F out my damn face about $5 damn. Or however fuck much money it was. It doesn't matter. It's money. If you can't make any more, you in the wrong business. Get over it. I think people try to keep score with the how many times you or say or don't say I love you. But you know, look, if somebody said I love you based off of what you do for them, it's all ego-based anyway. Now, they say I love you because I think you are an amazing person and you bring value to my life and I'm thankful. That's totally different. It's totally different. That one I love you carries way more weight than the other ones. But where am I going with this? I'm going with the fact of triggers and being authentic. I really do have a place where I'm going with this. I am. I really am. At least I thought I was. You know, I just thinking about the whole bless your heart country ass scenario. And being authentic. I was told that, again, that I'm not transparent. I'm not authentic enough. And I don't think people understand that it takes a lot to divulge a lot of your personal information and expose yourself. So, you know, you gotta take chances at giving a go at that. And if you fail, then that's not cool. So I was also told that I'm not being quite as successful as I should. I don't know what measure I'm being put up against. I mean, I don't have as much as this person or that person, but I got more than that one. You know, if you're in the Texas, Oklahoma, the South area, you know, this whole week has been horrible. Like, I went 3 days with no power, cell towers down, and yet I got this monkey on my back telling me I haven't done enough because the week is coming to a close again and it gives me anxiety. And I don't want anybody to ever feel that way. I don't want to feel that way. You know, and I just be wanting to tell people, bless your heart. Because for me, when I say it, okay, there's some times when I do mean bless your heart, like if it's a baby or something like that. But for some of you other motherfuckers, yeah, I'll be like, bless your heart. And that's code for, you know, Southern Belle, fuck you. And I'm really not that harsh all the time. I am vocal. I'm a sweetheart. I am realizing some things about myself. So here comes a very transparent moment. I am actually a really, really sweet person. I'm a very emotional and nurturing and soft and loving and all of those good things. I got a lot of good qualities. I'll bake a cake when I have some power. I'll bake anything, actually. I'll cook anything. I do a lot of good little stuff, and I'm a homebody at most times. I'm trying not to be. I want to go out and do a little bit more, but COVID has proved that everybody's a homebody at the moment. Well, COVID and then this ice storm, they like, you stay your ass in the house. So, yeah. Well, bless my heart at that point. But I'm going to shift things a little bit. Because I know I've been talking about the three P's a lot. You know, the three P's. And so I'm going to spread that out. So you really have to tune in to next week, because I'm going to really get into the three P's. And what are the three P's? I'm going to give you a little snippet. And bless your little heart. The three P's is pussy, pride, and pancakes. All right. Those are some amazing topics. And I'm telling you, they always go together. And when they go together well. Again, it's pussy, it's pride, and pancakes. And I'll break that down for you. All right now. And that is what Tanisha said.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.